Listen up, athletes. If you want to get the most out of your training blocks, you have to master the fundamentals of the group ride. Cycling etiquette isn't just about manners. It is the absolute foundation of safe, efficient, and enjoyable training. When we lock in on these standards, we transform potential chaos into a harmonious, high-performance experience. It's about fostering a culture of respect, shared responsibility, and genuine camaraderie on the road. By adhering to these established norms, we ensure that riders of every skill level can roll safely and build a strong, supportive community. Let's break down the essential rules, starting with preparation. Before you ever clip in, your bike needs to be mechanically sound. Pack your essentials, spare tubes, multi-tools, and adequate hydration. Being prepared prevents unnecessary disruptions and keeps you safe out there. Once you're rolling, remember that clear communication is the lifeblood of a group ride. Use standard hand signals for turns, stops, and hazards. Reinforce them verbally with cues like slowing, stopping, or obstacle. And when you're passing, always announce your presence with "on your left" or "passing on your left." Now, let's talk positioning and spacing. We typically run double pace lines or echelon formations to maximize drafting efficiency and cut down wind resistance. Your job is to hold a steady line, avoid overlapping wheels with the rider ahead, and maintain a safe following distance. Give yourself enough room to react to sudden braking or road debris. Pace and cohesion are just as critical. Respect the pace set by the ride leader and maintain a consistent rhythm to keep the group together. If you're a strong rider, avoid surging or breaking away, because that disrupts our group dynamics. If you're struggling to keep up, communicate immediately so the leader can adjust. When hazards or mechanicals pop up, handle them with precision. Alert the group to road debris, potholes, or other dangers by calling them out and pointing. If your bike lets you down, pull over safely to the side and communicate the problem. Address repairs promptly rather than trying to ride through them, which compromises everyone's safety. Rotations are where we share the workload. In a paceline, riders take turns leading or taking a pull. These rotations need to be smooth, signaled by the leader, and executed without sudden accelerations or decelerations to preserve the group's momentum and rhythm. Beyond the technical cues, general conduct defines your reputation on the road. Be predictable and avoid erratic movements. Adhere to all traffic laws, stop fully at intersections, and always yield to pedestrians. Wear visible clothing, a properly fitted helmet, and lights when conditions require it. Most importantly, approach every ride with patience and a supportive attitude. Offer encouragement to fellow cyclists, because we're all here to improve. Let's lock in the critical takeaways. Predictability and clear, constant communication are your primary tools for preventing accidents. Remember, etiquette isn't just a checklist of individual rules. It's about contributing to the collective safety and efficiency of the entire squad. When you master proper spacing, smooth rotations, and consistent pacing, you unlock efficiency through discipline. The group travels faster with less effort thanks to effective drafting. Ultimately, practicing good etiquette builds a welcoming environment that encourages new riders, strengthens our cycling community, and elevates the overall enjoyment of the sport. Now, let's get out there and ride smart.